Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, let's play the Trust Your Gut game. You will give us the scenario where your gut was screaming at you, and then tell us what your gut told you, and then we have to guess whether your gut was right or wrong. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is easy. Probably need to do this one by phone. I know some people are sending in by text. You probably need to be able to tell us about it. Caleb in Massachusetts. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. What happened and what was your gut screaming at you? But don't tell us if you were right or not.
So what happened was we send this fishing. We go ice fishing every year at the beginning of January. And I was going to go. I was going to ask my cousin if he wanted to go and go pick him up because I drove right by his house. Something told me not to do that. And... unfortunately, my gut was right.
But so your gut said, don't go by your cousin's house or don't go ice fishing?
Don't go by my cousin's house.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to guess.
My guess is that your gut was right.
I'm basing that on when you said, unfortunately, my gut was right. What was your gut
what
telling
happened?
You?
So, really sad story, but, my cousin and his girlfriend had been killed.
Oh my God!
That night, and we're in the house.
Whoa! Holy moly! And so, any other time you would have called and been like, "Yeah, let's do it." Wow,
you would have just shown
that's
up.
It's crazy how that goes. Caleb, I'm sorry about your cousin.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Thank you. Didn't follow the game at all. That was
no.
But that's the gut screaming at you. Josh, welcome, Josh. Listening on 102.9 The Bone. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're good.
Very good.
What was your gut telling you? Don't tell us whether it was right or wrong, but tell us what your gut was saying. What was the scenario?
Okay. I worked unarmed security for a bowling alley here in Nashville, and I was in the parking lot, doing security. I had befriended this guy that walked up and down the street, several days. We had talked and just BS'd, And one day when he was walking down the street, I just got a real crazy vibe, so I locked the doors.
Ooh. Okay, this is a good one. All right, so I'm going to say your gut was right. Hot Wings, what do you say?
I mean, it certainly feels like something was amiss.
Yeah.
And that your gut was right.
Steve, was his gut right?
Yes.
Okay, Josh, was your gut right?
Yes, it was. It turned out the guy that was walking down the street was actually on his way to rob me, which they ended up successfully doing because, glass doesn't stop guns.
Wow.
but it turned out that I found out 3 weeks later when I went to do the lineup at the police department that the guy had been charged with 3 counts of robbery and homicide and is now in Memphis prison.
Holy cow.
The 3 people he had done it to before me, he had killed them.
Whoa.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah, man. I trust my gut every time now.
I bet you do.
Well, see, I mean, bet you too. You got to go back even farther. You trusted your gut enough to befriend that guy so that later on he didn't kill you.
Right.
I mean, that probably.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. That's probably true. Your gut probably saved your life in the first place.
I should be nice to that guy.
Yeah. Josh, thank you. Wow. All right.
That's why you always should be nice to people.
Trevor's gut was screaming at him. Trevor in Nashville. Hello, Trevor.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, Trevor. What was your gut telling you?
Well, my best friend had asked me if he could take my girlfriend to a Predators game, and I asked him, I'm like, well, why wouldn't you take me? And he was like, well, I know you like football, so I figured I'd take her. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. I trust you. And so I had a suspicion that maybe they were seeing each other.
Okay. Well, this is a tough one. Okay. Wait, my gut would have been saying the exact same thing. Let's be fair. So I'm going to say that your gut was right. Hot Wings, what do you think?
I'm going to say that you thought about it and got worked up, and then it turns out your gut was wrong. He was telling the truth.
So she came home that night. She smelled like beer. And I asked her, I was like, you been drinking? She was like, no. Well, immediately, red flag. Come to find out, weeks later, her debit card was found in his dryer, and he had bought her a motorcycle helmet. So my gut was right.
Yeah. Oh. what a weird combination of clues.
He was just trying to be nice and keep her safe.
Yes. And wash her debit card. Because sometimes they get dirty, Trevor.
Sometimes, you know, you got to watch out for germs and crashes.
That reminds me, I need to get all of you guys debit cards because I'm going to do a load when I get home today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to wash those babies up.
I made a load, then did a load.
Keith listening on The Whale in Binghamton, New York. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Very what good, was your gut you. Telling you?
Well, when I was 17, my brother and I used to work in the restaurant business, and we came home late from work one night around midnight, and we got out the car to go in the house, and there was this faint noise in the distance. We weren't sure what it was, but it was just constant.
Okay.
Almost sounded like a car horn. Well, anyway, so I said, well, why don't we go check out and see what it is? So we drove around, and I was turning the car off, getting out of the car to listen, and as we got closer, the noise got louder and louder. And finally, we came up on a spot, and we figured out what the noise was. Now, I thought for sure something was wrong. So my gut may have been right. It may have been wrong.
Ooh, this is a good one because it could have been something
silly. I mean, lots of things make noises.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a car horn.
Okay.
Okay. That's what would have made sense. I'm going to say your gut was wrong, and it ended up being a goofy waste. Hot Wings?
I'm going to say your gut was half right, that it wasn't a car horn, but you were right. Something was crazy wrong and weird.
Steve, what do you say?
I think your gut was right.
Okay. Keith, what was it?
My gut was right. When we rolled up, I saw a car down in the ditch. This car went through a telephone pole, sheared the telephone pole off. The guy was fine. He was outside the car trying to pry the hood up, which was literally in a V shape because the whole front of the car was in all the way to the windshield, and the car horn was going off, so he couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
So he was just like, wow. I got to get this horn off, man. I got enough problems.
Yeah.
Silence isn't one of them.
A couple too many.
I bet. Thank
That's
you, Keith.
That's why he was trying to get the car horn off.
I bet.
Wow, yeah.
I got a hangover. This is bad. My head hurts. Just smashed through a bunch of stuff. Rachel on 95.9.
Hey.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Very good. Calling from Panama City, Florida. What does your gut tell you?
Basically, I always take the trash out. And this morning, I decided, that I was just not going to take my trash out. And that's very bizarre for me.
So, like, you're just like, nope, not doing it. Like, was your gut saying something's weird? Or?
It was actually just, I looked at it. I said, you know what? Today is the day I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to let it sit there, which is it's against everything that I normally do.
I'm going to say that happened for a reason. Owings?
Your gut was right. Your brain was telling you something.
By the way, if it's not that, this is going to be a good rope-a-dope if you just go, nope, I'm a lazy piece of S. I am a piece of crap. I didn't do it.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think no.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
That would be good. But no, basically, I just went outside and I was leaving and I saw a girl who was going out to the dumpster and I said hi. I was like, I'm not doing that, you know, and I got in my car, drove off. Well, shortly after that, she was attacked at the dumpster by a guy. And that was in Orlando, Florida.
Holy cow.
So it was one of those really bizarre close calls. I do feel bad. I almost always think about how I should have, if I would have just kind of like went the other direction, I might have saw it.
Right.
I drove off the other direction.
What's that moment like when you drive away and then later you see it on the news, or I assume somebody, if it was at like an apartment complex, everybody's like, hey, did you hear what happened over there?
It was the news for me. So I saw it on the news and they talked about the person who was and what dog they had. And then I just kind of stopped and then realized it was in my apartment complex. And it's really weird. You just kind of don't think. You just sit there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I don't know how to describe the feeling. You just kind of sit there like that could have been me.
Yes,
and then you feel bad that you didn't immediately after that. You almost have a feeling of guilt.
Like a survivor's sort of a survivor's guilt or something. Rachel, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. 1-800-947-3979. One more. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What did your gut tell you to do?
So 8:30 at night, I had just put my son to bed. It was back in November when the Powerball was a lot of money.
Okay.
And I saw a news commercial that said about it, and I realized I forgot to play Powerball, but it was 8:30 at night. I'm contemplating, should I go? Should I not go? My gut was telling me to go.
Okay. I'm going to say you did go and you did not win. Your gut was greedy. Owings?
I'm going to say you didn't go, and then the numbers you always play hit.
Oh, if that happened, this is going to be bad.
I'm going to say you did go. You didn't win the jackpot, but you got $50.
What is it, Paul?
All right, so I did go.
Okay.
I didn't pick numbers. I just got quick picks.
Okay.
Okay.
And I did win something.
What did you win?
But it wasn't the jackpot. I won the $50,000.
Wow. So I got, that's awesome. Sweet.
So Steve was on the right track.
And the Powerball.
Oh my God.
You got how many?
I only missed one number.
Four in the Powerball.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's only worth $50,000.
Yeah, so you got five. Yeah, I mean, basically five.
That's
numbers.
What I said too, but I was still happy.
Yeah, I thought if you got five in any iteration, that was a million.
What was the
jackpot? The Powerball, right?
Because you said in November when it was really big. Was that when it was like $2 billion or something?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Oh my God.
Oh. Did you watch it live? Or was it you scanned
that was the one that was delayed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's wild.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good. Well, congratulations, Paul. Well done.
I actually didn't even realize until I saw on the news that somebody in my hometown won $50,000, and I never even checked my ticket until I saw that.
Oh, that's cool.
I always wonder how that goes. That's awesome. Paul, congratulations. Thanks for calling.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.